ever going to see. And he said that was the way in college, too. Now, this, your whole career in college was based on work ethic. Can you just kind of talk about maybe where that comes from and why you're built that way?
Well, you know, growing up, seeing my dad, you know, just the stories, and, you know, and I live at home with both of my parents. Just seeing my parents work, you know, my mom used to have a job, worked at a bank manager. You know, she only has a high school diploma. Just seeing her work to get up to that standpoint, and, you know, she worked late. My dad, military, you know, he went to school and everything, got his graduate degree. He was doing all these things, and he's still doing that. So, like, you know, when I was a kid, I saw that. And, you know, when I played sports, you know, my dad was my coach and, you know, my brothers, and you just that support system that kept me going and the people around me. So I try to keep people in my life that, you know, that's positive, but also, like, you know, that's going to challenge me and push me to be better. So, you know, just the same mentality ever since I was a little boy. You know, I always had to work for what I have. I work for everything. And, you know, it's only going to continue. It's only the beginning. And, you know, a lot of people be like, you know, hey, Keith, like, you know, don't let this opportunity, don't get comfortable. You know, this is only the beginning. So I just know now I just have to work harder.
What did you learn from the experience of transferring from Oklahoma to A&M?
More of, you know, structure, culture. More at OU was more like, you know, grind, you know, mental toughness, you know, resilience. So I developed that there to the point where, you know, mentally tough sound. More like an A&M, but it was more like this. It was more like getting ready for the league, you know, meetings, you know, coaching, just everything around it. So, you know, when I transitioned over to, you know, here, it was easy to catch on.
You had a little bit of everything then, right?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Your brother, how many siblings do you have?
I have two half brothers and an older sister.
All right. So, are you always in competition with the guys? Are they older, younger?
They're older. My oldest brother is 43. Okay. My second oldest brother, he's 35.
So you weren't, like, competing against them in sports?
I always watched them, you know, so, like, I always wanted to be like my brother, my older brother. He played football, he played basketball. I remember he played 4 games senior year. My mom never let me play football until high school, really. You know, my coach had a Beckham, but, like, you know, my brother got hurt, his kidney and everything, and, you know, he played 4 games and got a scholarship to East Carolina. So it was just to the point where, you know, just seeing that at a young age, you know, I was inspired to be like him.
What's his name?
Herbert White.
Herbert?
Yes.
Okay. When you were at A&M, what do you think pushed you to the point you are today? Because, like you said, you transferred. You know, you weren't a big, big, you know, star. You weren't going to be a first-round draft pick. What do you think took you from that level to today you're going to be on the active roster for an NFL team?
You know, like, just it's ups and downs. You know, you're going to have your doubts. You're going to have, obstacles in your life, you know, that I've been through. And, you know, it's just to the point where, like, you know, it's mentally tough. Like, you know, it's the willingness to fight through anything, not only football, not only working, but every aspect of your life. So I try to, not only football, but I try to put that in every aspect of my life. So, you know, me being a better person, you know, is more important than being a better football player, knowing that it's going to transition on the field.
When you were released, you could have gauged the waters, but you were signed back to the practice squad here. Why? Why'd you choose to stay here?
It was one of those things where, you know, I felt like, you know, I knew the schemes, but it was more the coaching and you know, Skip really wanted me here. I felt like this was the best opportunity. And, you know, it took a lot of heart and thinking and I was just like, you know, my dad told me, he was like, Keith, this is your decision. And, you know, I was just like, you know what, I'm going to stay here. You know, I feel like I can stay here, and, you know, it was a good choice for me, and I'm blessed. Yes, sir.